You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
Turn with me, First Chronicles. I got something that's just, you're going to love this. And stay in the presence here as we read here, and let this jerk slack out of your chain here. This is when David, they'd taken up all the offerings for the temple. And they talked about what they were. They actually took a building offering, incidentally. That's not what I'm doing here. It just happened to be what they were doing. I'm explaining it, getting in context. And David himself didn't build the temple, but he got the plans together, and they got the offerings together, and the people came willingly. There was like an anointing on the offering. I mean, there was a presence that came on the giving. And so they gave. And then when they did that, and they talked about how much they gave. In fact, it even tells how much it was and how much the people gave, how much David gave. So there's nothing wrong with giving figures out. I mean, they did it in the Bible. Then they prayed. In the 10th verse, therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly. And David said, I love this. Oh, I'm sorry. 1 Chronicles 29. I was so wrapped up in the presence, I didn't tell you what chapter to turn to. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 10. Says, therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly. I love that. They just had this big offering. All this money came together to build the new temple. And I mean, they took a little time to bless the Lord. David, their leader, got up and praised him and blessed him. Woo! Amen. Are you with me? No mistake what it's about. It's about him. It's about Jesus. It's about God. Of course, we know now it's Jesus. He didn't know then. He just the Lord, you know. And he says, and this is a prayer or a blessing that he repeated. He said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. I love that. You know, even in the Old Covenant, they had the concept of a father. They understood family. They understood the relationship they're supposed to have, like we're supposed to have. God loves us. It just like tonight when the power came down. God just wrapping his arms around us. He loves to bless his children. He wants to bless his children. We're talking about, even in one of those words, we hunger for the supernatural. He hungers to move. Yes. We hunger for his presence. He hungers to manifest his presence. He's asking us to let him move. What an awesome thing for God to ask us to let him move. That's all through the scripture. Where he asks us to let him save us. What are you talking about? Let him save us? Well, he's asking, if you'll believe, I'll come. If I'm knocking at the door, open it up, I'll come in. Yeah. If you'll ask, you receive. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, the door will be opened. See, we say, well, I wish we had more like that. Well, we ought to cry out more.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Ought to pray more. Ought to believe more, see? Because that's what brings the power. That's what brings the presence. Mm. So here he is. He's blessing the Lord. He says, blessed are you, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, he's talking under old covenant. We got a new covenant. How much more can we say that?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus even told us, pray after this manner, our Father which art in heaven.
Yeah.
And then the 11th verse says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness. I don't know about all that's going on in the world today, but I know that with the Lord, his is the greatness, the power, and the glory. I'm not in a box. I'm not trapped by economy. I'm not trapped by size of a town. I'm not trapped by, are you kidding? I'm trusting God. And God has the greatness, and God has the power, and God has the glory. Listen to this. And the victory and the majesty. You want victory?
Praise God. Yeah.
You get to Jesus and you get the victory. You want honor? I like that too. Glory and honor? Wow. Do you want to be exalted? You know, now listen, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you want it right. If you want to do it right, then spend your time serving God and God will exalt you. But it will be the right kind of exaltation. It won't be the wrong kind. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head over all. Man, we got the creator and the maker of the whole universe as our daddy.
Yeah.
And bear in mind, this was an offering. This is money. You got money issues? Well, we deal with money issues. I can tell you right now, God wants to prosper you. He doesn't want you to get greedy. He doesn't want you to prosper in the wrong way, but He wants you to prosper. He does want to prosper you. He is the God of prosperity.
That's right. That's right.
He is the God of power, glory. He's not the God of weakness and shame. He's the God of power and glory. He's not the God of defeat. Are you with me? And living a low life or downtrodden. He's the God of victory and majesty. Woo!
Amen.
How majestic is thy name. For all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you.
Amen.
Wow. I love the way he just throws those together.
Yeah.
Riches and honor come from God. You know, there's all kinds of ways you can get rich. You can go rob a bank. That wouldn't be very honorable. That's not the way God wants to make you rich. You can win the lottery, but that's not honorable either. I just say it like it is. I mean, the way you can win the lottery is for a lot of people to give money or spend money. Sometimes they're spending the light bill and their electricity. I mean, they're spending their house payment. Some of them they're just addictive and compulsive gamblers and lost home. And are you with me?
That's right.
Ruin their lives and we won the lottery. Are you with me? I know we don't think of it that way, and I know people go that don't do that, but that's not how God wants to prosper us. God doesn't want to prosper us by the government coming by your house and writing you $1 million check, because that represents everybody's taxes.
Right. Amen.
Are you with me? So even then you go, man, I got $1 million from the government, but we all paid that. It came from people having to pay tax. That's not what God's... That wouldn't be honorable, I don't think. Now, I'm not talking about tax returns. You paid that in. You get that back. That's fine. But He wants to give you riches and honor. Man, I like that. In fact, they go hand in hand. In fact, if you're honorable, God will give you riches.
Yeah.
I believe He will. I believe He'll trust... If He can trust you, obviously. You know, if you trust Him, He'll trust you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And if you trust Him, you'll do the honorable thing in life. You won't compromise. You won't sidestep the principles of the Bible. You won't do shady deals. You'll be honorable. In fact, it's interesting that word honor really is the Hebrew word, same Hebrew word, translated glory in most cases. And so honor is our glory. You know, God's glory is that He's honorable. And when his glory comes, think about it this way, His honor comes down. And people glorify God, they honor Him.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? And so if you want to be honorable, your glory, the glory of your life is your honor. Not many honorable people anymore. Not a lot of honorable churches, not a lot of honorable pastors. There are some, stay with me. But we ought to be, of all people, honorable. And it says here that riches will come from that. Does that not excite you?
Yes, that's good.
I think what we've done, we've got the cart before the horse. You know, we hadn't gone through the principles. We hadn't humbled ourselves. We won't try to get exalted and skip the humble part.
Yeah, right.
We want the riches. We skip the honor part. Are you with me? Or worse than that, we don't even think God wants us to have it. And yet the Bible is very plain. It says here that both riches and honor come from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to be honorable, just serve God, because it comes from Him.
That's right. Praise God.
It does. It comes from Him. If you want to be rich, serve God. That's where it comes from.
Amen.
It is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. The Bible tells us that.
Amen.
Hmm.
That's good.
And you reign over all. And in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. I don't know. I don't think I'm even making that come alive like I ought to, or like I'm getting it in here. What a prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, David is just blessing the Lord in the congregation. They're getting ready to build a temple to God's name, a temple that will house His presence and His power, where He will visit them. When in the time of need, they can go in there and call on His name and repent from their sins and turn from their wicked ways, and he'll hear from heaven, he'll forgive their sins, and he'll heal their land. The temple. Wow, what an exciting time for Israel. Of course, the temple, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost now, the new covenant. But he blessed him in the temple. We ought to bless him in our temple.
That's right. Yeah. That's good.
We ought to say things like that. Like what? Like that right there. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty. For all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. And in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to be afraid of. You have a future and a hope.
Amen.
With this God. Amen. You know, I saw this one verse that jumped at me. Both riches and honor come from you. Turn to Proverbs 3. Turn there. I'll go over a few verses there that say that very same thing. Proverbs 3. Oh, hallelujah. See, God wants us to get in His presence and get up there where He is, as it were, in prayer and in faith, so He can bless us, so He can use us, so He can cause His face to shine upon us, so He can cause the world to see His glory on us. God wants to honor us because that's a reflection of Him. That's what that is. God wants to bless us, even with riches, because that's a reflection of Him. It's not to say He can't use you if you don't have money. Come on, man. God can use anybody. But don't stay where you are. It's not a sin to be poor. It's not a sin to be without. I think it's a sin to want to stay there. That's all. And we want to try to. We want to come up to another level.
Yeah. Amen.
We want to get out of our comfort zone. You know, our church is doing great. We got, man, we roll it. Got a new, you know, a food ministry. Got 45 acres paid for. Building a gymnasium. Now, we've held off doing some building on the gymnasium because the money, you know, hadn't been flowing as it should. But we're out of debt. Everything's paid for.
Amen.
You know, we're paying cash as we go. So we just held off. Naturally, that is no big deal there. But we're trusting God. We're believing God. That's going to change.
Yes.
Now, see, that's what Paul says. I learned to base and I learned to bound. You use wisdom. You don't give up on prosperity, the goal, the dream. You keep believing, but you use wisdom. There are times to cut back. Come on. That's all that is. And then you start plowing through by believing God and trusting God and standing on the Word. And these things will turn around. Amen. But I mean, we could just, as they say, rest on our laurels, you know, because we're doing so well. We got a television channel. My goodness, we're giving $100,000 a year, $97,000 last year, but over $100,000 every other year. Got a new food ministry, you know, and paying cash on that, helping people. Had some people rededicate their life this week. I mean, it's just wonderful. Life is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Having great services, you know, got a great facility and all these buildings and everything. And I'm telling you, God is good.
Amen. Yes, He is. Praise God.
But see, the problem is that you just lay back on that. You're just kind of, you know, you're not pushing. You're not pushing.
Yeah.
Not believing. Just kind of glad we got here, you know. No, we haven't got there yet. I don't believe we'll ever get there until we get there.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. All right.
We won't get there until we get there. Amen. I've been pastoring almost 28 years, and I've done enough. You know, oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Oh, you know, I've served God all these years. Hey, you know more now than you ever knew.
Yeah.
You've won more battles than you ever won. You've prayed more prayers than you ever prayed. You know more word than you ever know. You've never been in a better position than you are right now to see the glory of God come to pass.
Amen. That's good. Yeah.
The worst thing you can do is quit. And back up. We don't want to back up. We want to go forward. Amen?
Yeah.
And I believe we hadn't touched or scratched the surface. And we are a miracle. Our church is a miracle. I mean, when you think of how we're out of debt in times like these, and we're starting new ministries, oh, come on, and giving $100,000 a year, you got to be kidding me. In the thriving, bursting, booming metroplex of Wills Point, Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, we are a testimony. But I don't think we've done anything yet. I don't think we scratched the surface. I really don't. I believe God wants to bless us so much because it gives Him glory, and people get saved, and people get healed, and people get set free. And you know what? The more we're blessed, the more other ministries we can start.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
That's right.
Is that we're able to provide more services, more influence to help people and bring people to Christ through outreaches and so on. So, and those are important. But you don't want to go in debt to do those things because you're violating principles. God wants to give you riches with honor.
Amen.
He wants to do it in an honorable way with glory. And there's no question, as we have prospered here, God's gotten glory from the way we've prospered.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many people just flip out when you tell them that we just pay cash for everything.
Yeah.
And that we give so much to missions. First of all, their head is spinning because they don't understand how we have money when we're giving away so much money.
Right.
And obviously they don't get it.
Yeah.
What about your fund? What kind of fundraising do you do? We don't. What kind of pledge program? We don't have any pledge program. Well, didn't you take offerings for the build? No. What about the concrete? No. The chairs? No. Did you not take a special offering for it? No.
Amen.
What kind of salary your pastor have? He's on an offering basis. What? Yeah, I'm on an offering basis. I don't take a salary. Oh, I'll pay myself money out of those offerings y'all give, but I mean, that's just offering. I'm on an offering basis. You can't do that. Well, nobody told me I couldn't do that.
Right.
So I've been doing that for 27 years, going on 28,
Amen.
And it's working just fine.
Yeah.
Hello?
Amen.
Well, you're giving too much to missions. Well, go tell Jesus that. Walk around this property. Tell us that again. Walk on that concrete out there. Look out that 45 acres. Come out here Tuesday when we do this food ministry. We're helping people and tell us we give too much to missions.
Yeah.
And when the bills come in and we pay them all every month, tell us we're giving too much to missions. No, God has blessed us with riches and honor.
Yes, He
is. And honor. And we haven't connived to get it. It's nothing. I'm not saying churches do that, but I'm saying we haven't stooped to anything to make it happen. We hadn't, you know, hired fundraising people to come in and that's okay. People want to do that. God bless churches. Don't you listen to this and think we're criticizing other churches. God just dealt with us about, hey, let's just trust Him. Let's just believe Him. He said, give and it shall be given. We need more money. Let's give more money.
Yep. Yep. Amen.
And so we've done that. That's an honorable way for God to give you riches.
Yeah. Amen.
I can always say this. We're tithers and we're givers.
Yes.
God has blessed us. It's an honorable way to be rich, for God to give us riches. Third chapter of Proverbs. Found it?
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 3. Notice what it says in the 16th verse. Talking about wisdom. Everybody say wisdom.
Yes.
Okay. And it personifies wisdom as a lady, as a person. And wisdom, it says, length of days is in her right hand. And in her left hand, riches and honor.
Yeah.
I love that. There it is again. Not just riches. But riches and honor. That's wisdom. Wisdom would get it the right way. Wisdom would prosper with honor. Wisdom would prosper by honoring God and by being an honorable person. Riches come from being honorable, not dishonorable. Not by conniving and scheming, trying to get money or a different way. No, wisdom comes from, riches come with honor.
That's right.
Ooh, I love that.
That's good.
And honor is glory. I like that. It's glorious to get riches this way. Amen. And people glorify God when you get rich this way. Riches and honor. And that's just a natural result of wisdom.
Yeah.
God gives wisdom. Yeah. Along with that comes riches and honor. Amen.
Yeah.
Notice the 8th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 8. And we're wrapping this up. Is this helping you? I want you to know, first of all, God wants to bless you. It doesn't matter where you are. We're all in different places financially. Sometimes we fall on hard times. Maybe we can't pay our bills, barely getting by. Hey, I understand that. No condemnation. We've all been there. I've been there. Goodness, I've got to the point where they're going to foreclose on my house in 2 weeks. I was 4 months behind on payment. We paid 9 late payments on this building years ago. Now, we paid them. We paid the late charges. 9 in 1 year. So we hadn't always been here. But we got aggressive about our missions. We got aggressive and said, we have got to break this cycle of death and debt. And the way to do it was we're going to honor God. We're going to honor God, and we're going to help people. We're going to give to people, and we're going to increase our giving. We even talked about bonds. We talked about pledges. We talked about some other things. Mo and Ron and Brent and I, we all got together, and we said, you know what? I just don't believe God wants us to do that. And we were in total agreement. If ever the Holy Ghost fell on a meeting, he fell on that meeting. And we were all in total agreement that we need to give. We're going to do this God's way. Thank God for leadership that can hear the Holy Ghost and that knows God's Word. Hmm. Thank God. I mean, what a tremendous time. It was, 1995, I think, when that was. We were in the battle. Don't kid yourself. I mean, we had a mountain of debt. We began to speak to that mountain. Hallelujah. And you know what? We did it in an honorable way. We didn't put pressure on people. We started believing God and trusting God and increasing our missions and giving every year, increasing our missions. Every year we started increasing our mission.
Right.
And man, God started blessing our socks off. We started getting things paid off around here. And Jerry Savelle showed up and paid our building off, wrote an $18,500 check. I never had anybody come through that I had come through, preach to us, give us $18,500. I've never even heard of that. Now, I want to tell you something. That did not happen just happenstance. That didn't just happen by chance. What a neat deal. No, that happened because we were believing in calling this building paid for.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And given. Man, we were given. Still doing it. Amen.
Amen.
Don't get nervous. I'm not fixing to take an offer. I'm just telling you why we're where we are. Are you with me? If you put others first, God will put you first. See, that's an honorable thing to do, and riches will come from honor. Comes with honor. Where did you turn to? 8th chapter? Notice what it says, 8th chapter, the 18th verse, wisdom again speaking. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. Notice the two go together again. Riches and honor are with me. Hey, don't you ever compromise to prosper. Don't you compromise giving. Don't you compromise the tithe. Don't you compromise by doing something shady. Don't you compromise by cheating on your taxes. Don't you compromise. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Riches come with honor. Comes with honor. You be an honorable person. I mean, you know, even just a thing like the offerings. And I don't talk much about it. You know that. You've been coming here. You know I don't sit up here and stand up here and talk about how that, you know, we just are on an offering basis. We've always been on an offering basis. There's lots of time money comes in. It's just not marked at all. And you know what we do? We give it right to the church. I do not touch money that doesn't have my name on. Never have, never will. Not going to play that game. We're not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. And that's fine. People can give whatever they want to or however they want to, but that would be dishonorable of me to do that.
Yeah.
We've always just paid our own way. Our housing allowance, our car allowance, all that comes out of our offerings. When I hired Brenda years and years and years ago, she does all the accounting. I pay her out of my offerings. Her salary comes out of my offerings. Now, I'm not saying this because we want more money. We're doing well. We're doing fine. I'm just giving an example. And God's blessed us. I mean, we're doing great. He's blessed us because I have gone the honor route. I'm not perfect, but
yeah.
I won't touch that.
Awesome.
Hey, don't you mess with money.
Yeah.
Don't you do it. Don't you even think that way.
Yeah.
You stay away from it. You do the right thing concerning money. Amen. You do the honorable thing and trust God, and God will bless you.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
That's good.
He'll bless you.
Yes.
You know, we don't make pulls for offerings around here. We don't beg, moan, cry, groan, take Christ's offerings. And look at us.
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome how God has blessed us? Because these go hand in hand. Honor and riches go together.
Yeah.
You want to read another one? We'll close this out. One more, we'll close this out. 22, Proverbs 22. Wow. Man, think of that blessing, that praise that David gave God in that concerning that offering for the temple. And in that, he said, both riches and honor come from you. And then if you go, most of these Proverbs were written by Solomon. You know, his son was just repeating the same thing he heard his dad say. Raised him right in that respect, amen. Notice what it says in Proverbs 22, verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Wow. That's cool, isn't it? I mean, that is just awesome. Now, see, you can put all those scriptures together. They all say the same thing, a sense of honor and riches. Yeah. But this is a little even more insightful by humility. Yeah. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Wow. I'm talking real life, not just fake life, you know, not worldly life. I'm talking about the life of God. It comes from humility and it comes through the fear of the Lord. And don't you think God doesn't want to bless you? Don't you buy that lie. Don't you let the devil tell you it's your plight in life. God wants to bless you with riches, but he wants to do it in an honorable way. Amen. Don't you compromise. Are you with me? Because we all, I mean, when I say that, I know we're not going to go out and rob a bank. But there are little things sometimes we kind of get a little shady on. Come on, maybe taxes or whatever. Right. Are you out there?
Yes.
You know, I'm not hitting you on the head. I had to deal with these things myself, you know, but do the right thing. Mm-hmm. We've had deals even in the church over there. Are you kidding me? Over the years, people really hadn't quite done us right. Maybe people we hired and done things, you know, we just go ahead and pay them. Don't hire them again. Mm-hmm. But we just pay them. Mm-hmm. Pay them and pray for them. Yeah. Don't just do it. Just pay them. Unless it's crazy. I mean, if it's just crazy, we're not beyond using the law. But, I mean, I can mention case after case, and I never tell you because of the names involved. But people that they didn't really do us right. That wasn't exactly what we talked about. We just went ahead and paid them and went on. And didn't gripe about it the rest of our life either.
Yeah.
We paid them and prayed for them and went on. And God's blessed us. Because our blessing comes from him. Amen.
Yeah.
Riches and honor come from him. Hallelujah. See, we need to get our eyes a little higher. We get a bigger vision. Bigger vision comes when you get up a little higher. Your perspective determines your vision. The position that you're in spiritually will determine how much you can see. So if you come on up a little higher, as that prophecy said, then you'll see more. And honor is the way to go. That's where riches come from. I'm telling you, I'm not looking for a scheme or a scam. I'm just looking to honor God. And I know that God will exalt me if I humble myself. I know that if I honor him, he'll bless me with riches because they just go hand in hand. If you're going to buy the shoe, the tongue comes with it.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Kind of like getting baptized with the Holy Ghost. The tongue comes with it. Amen. Amen.